Call, what did I do? We're calling the meeting to order. Everybody had a chance to look over the minutes of April 5th?
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion, additions, deletions, corrections, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I would like to delete TJ Briggs more.
Hey. You already did that from economic development.
Ooh.
That got a little shrapnel over here.
I forgot my tongue.
Oh, okay.
I thought we were good.
Yeah, we are. And look, if you can't laugh, why bother? Resolution 272, authorizing the Ulster County Sheriff's Office to accept the donation of a motor vehicle.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Okay, discussion?
Raise your hand up.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I was going to call you Ronnie. I'm sorry.
You can call me Ronnie.
I'm sorry, Ronnie.
Don't do that to me, Ronnie.
All right. So it's going to urgent. Okay, I get that. Not that I'm aware of this really happening all that often, but I'm just curious. If we're getting a vehicle in for as a donation, and we go and sell it. It would theoretically go back to the general fund, maybe then to be reallocated out, but it's going to go directly into urgent. That's how this is being set up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, donated to the sheriff's department.
No, I get that. I'm just saying that theoretically, if the legislature were to go, you would accept it. It would go to the general fund, and then if we then were to go allocated then to urgent, then that's fine. Then that's what we would go and do.
Okay. Mike?
Well, it was seized, taken in as a result of a drug transaction. The vehicle was used in transporting narcotics. And instead of going through the seizure process, the owner decided to donate it to us.
All right, now I'm just curious because I've just been told from the beginning that it's a donation, not
a... It is a donation.
I understand that, but now you're telling me it's also a seizure.
Well, no, instead of seizing, it was donated.
Okay, so other than the tax, other than the potential, I guess, tax benefit, why is the person donating it, a car that we're seizing anyway, or theoretically going to be seizing?
So the feds don't steal 60% of it?
Right. Is that...
Well, yeah. Instead of going through the seizure process, we would only get a small portion and take a year or two. He donated.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, but then okay,
the proper one.
Okay, fine. Appropriate. Right? Yeah. No, and that's all well and good. Again, I'm not even trying to say that we don't end up just putting the money, as a legislative, function to go basically, car is donated, we sell the vehicle, it comes with the general fund, and then whatever that amount is, there's another resolution behind this one that says, whatever it's $15,000, whatever that amount happens to be, I don't know how much the value of the car is. Approximately.
It's Mercedes, but it's going on the auction
for
the paperwork's in, just waiting for it to go on for with a low bid of 11. They have to bid at least 11,000.
Okay. So, but then that there should then be a resolution then from us for that $11,000.
I don't know if this is worked out with finance. I don't know what the process will be after that. But
I'm comfortable this with the process
way,
as it
this is. This is the way we have it. So, if finance or anybody wants to do anything else,
ain't spending the money on it. Yeah. It's a donation.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I mean, no one.
Okay. 274, amending Ulster County budget to adjust the salary of the district attorney as required by New York State Judiciary Law. District attorney. Second?
Second.
Discussion? Ken, go ahead.
I just want to update the committee. The county chairs have been emailing one another for quite a while on this, that the state is, again, giving the district attorney's salary increase without providing funding in the budget for it. And we all just received a letter in the mail from Senator Stewart that he has put in, and there was a Democrat who put it in the assembly, majority member of the assembly, a state bill in the Senate assembly that would, if passed, cover the cost of this to the municipalities. So
that'd be nice.
But again, not to say that our wonderful district attorney doesn't deserve it, but it's just another unfunded mandate down from the state.
Okay. I wish it would come before me in October, because you know what I would do.
All in favor?
Take them away. Unfortunately, we don't have the choice.
Aye.
259. approving the execution contract in excess of $50,000. This is with Vanacore.
I'll move it.
Second. Okay, Mr. Cavanaugh here to explain it if we have any questions. Okay, any questions?
I have a question. I have a question. How do you get it so smooth?
Razor.
That is shiny.
Oh, yeah.
Little Johnson's
wax. Well, there's a difference between going to Walmart and buying razors, and you know, you got to buy good Gillette razors.
That's right.
All in favor? Opposed?
I have to abstain on this vote.
Okay.
My father is employed by Vanacore. Even though it's a different department,
yeah,
I've been advised by counsel to err on the side of caution.
Okay. All right. So, Michael, thank you.
No problem.
But rather that than not being able to get it through tonight.
We'll always have somebody here, if not myself. Okay.
I certainly do appreciate it, but as promised, we wouldn't keep it long. So.
Never a problem. Thank you.
Thanks, right, thank you. Really good work.
Sheriff's report, do you have anything from Paul? We have the, everybody in their package should have the, the numbers. Numbers are still down.
Yeah.
So you're talking imported numbers?
Yeah.
They will remain down.
Yeah.
Although, as I said last time, there could be a fairly substantial period of upswing when Dutchess starts tearing the part of the facility they're going to tear down. That could be a could have a good period there. How long? I don't know.
Okay. We'll take what we can get. Okay. Yes, Hector.
No, just, I mean, clearly, you know, we're already getting halfway through the year at this point, and you know, we're short $50,000 there. That's fine. Hopefully, maybe as you just said, you know, when the Dutchess jail teardown happens, we'll start getting a little bit of a bump there. But clearly, I mean, the long term implications for us. I mean, we're going to have to go and start changing our budget estimates as to what what it's going to look like over there, right?
Yeah.
And. That's all well and good, but then we're also then still going to be mandated at a certain level for certain staffing.
Yes.
So at a certain point, given our population, we can't ask for Department of Corrections for a readjustment as to our staffing levels, or
it won't change. That's not going to
no matter
change
what.
No. When you each pod's going to has to be manned, and we're not closing any pods, so population numbers don't change anything unless it's so substantial that an entire portion of the building, be it a pod or what or a dormitory, is closed. So
and may I just ask why are we not considering closing them portions?
Right now we're there aren't enough numbers to really close anything. We did do a dormitory for a period, but that was fairly short-lived. Where our numbers are back up around, you know, getting close to 300 as far as who's in the jail. So there's really, I can't honestly say, you can come up anytime you want, take a stroll around. You can see, you'll see that there's really not, we're not like, we don't have gaping holes of space.
In addition, you have to keep X number of cells available. Mm-hmm. Females, males and
juveniles.
Different categories
of
males.
There are certain pods that, there's a minor pod, there's a female pod, there's a high risk classification pod, there are the doesn't play well at all with other pod. So there's not, I always laugh when I hear people say that there are these, what, 400, that our maximum facility count could be anywhere to 400 and so. That's double bunked.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting two people, as I'm sure the chairman knows, putting two people in the same cell takes a lot of work all by itself to make sure they play well with each other, and maybe not too much, if you know what I mean. So there's, you know, there's a lot to there's a lot
to stop thinking like that, Ron.
Well, we have it's a big problem.
Right, don't ask, don't tell.
Real big problem. So we have to be really careful. We have to be careful about gang affiliations. It's not as easy as you just think. You shuttle a bunch of folks into a place. There's just so much involved with it.
Plus,
but again, if you ever, any of you ever want to come up and walk around with me and I'll chat with you about it, I'd be more than
plus
open.
Even if you did close something, I'm sure the union's not going to let you just send those guys home. You're going to have to pay them anyway.
And by the way, we're not wouldn't affect staffing that much. I can honestly tell you. And by the way, we got about, I don't know, 11 people who are out being paid for nothing right now with 207C.
Yeah.
There's so many variables. But, and again, I will be more than happy to have you come up and spend a day with me, and I'll chat and show you around.
Anybody, just piggybacking on that, anybody who hasn't, done a tour of the jail, and been around with the sheriff's department over there should, because it's the real eye-opening experience on what they face on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's probably a bad thing.
Just before we go to one last thing, we had our installation dinner for the first aid, Ellenville First Aid Squad the other day, and so we just have a plaque for the sheriff's department. I'll give it to Mike. You can share that with the sheriff. For the continued help that you guys do. You're always, you guys are the utmost professional and helpful to us, and you make our lives a lot easier. So hopefully we do the same thing for you guys. So we certainly do appreciate the support and the help. So
everybody works good together.
Yeah, we do. And not every agency, EMS and agency can always say that with police and like that. And I think our relationship with not only the Elster County Sheriff's Department, but the state troopers. I think we all do very well together, so it's very much appreciated. Thank you.
I know it's fairly short notice, but this Friday night at the new Chateau, they're having a party for Debbie Nacarado, who's the first female deputy in Elster County, and she's retiring, and they're having a party for her there. If any of you are interested in attending, give me a call. I can make sure I can get tickets put aside for you. It's a pretty special occasion.
Put one for me, would you? Sure.
Thank you.
39 years.
39 years on the job. First female deputy sheriff. She's kind of going out with not as much fanfare as she should.
Can you send over just some biographical information and proper spelling of the name and everything so we can do up an award?
Certainly.
All right. Thank you.
To you?
To me or Vicky, whomever.
Yeah. Send it to Vicky. Yeah.
Can you also put Lappy's name down for a ticket because you've got better access to him than I do?
I have tickets on my desk.
Yep.
Cool. Thanks. Last thing is remind you to look at the pet sellers and breeders law. Everybody had a copy of it.
Yes.
Look at it. Ken has met with the sellers and the breeders and going to submit the law in June, so if you have any comments, revisions.
Hopefully we're going to submit in June. Right now, I've got just a little update. It's 30 seconds. I spoke to the Humane Society and the ASPCA. I gave them sort of what the breeders and I had talked about and asked them to send it to their respective legal departments, and whatnot. I think that there's one change that they'd come back and suggested so far. It creates a new classification of a residential breeder, and a residential breeder would be somebody who breeds on their it says residential premises. They had asked for primary residential premises because people could have three houses. They could call a shack out in the backyard their residence, and so just to confine it further. And I think that's what the residential breeders were looking for anyway. So
is that under dog source breeder and then dog dealer? Is that where you're getting?
It would be a new. It would be a brand new definition.
This is the old one anyway.
That's the old one, but it's 90% intact. It just creates...
Because you're also changing the number, right?
For a residential breeder, the number goes... They asked for 25, we settled at 15. Not every breeder is happy with that, but it's going to get everybody one litter at least. So...
Anything else? This old, new monkey business? Anything like that?
No, sir.
Okay. If not, thank you all.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Everybody sign. Dean was out. If you don't know, his uncle passed away.